On today's Good Word, we're talking about turning outside ourself and learning the Lord's purposes. For the ancient Jews who lived in Israel, the year of Jubilee was a chance to show the blessings of God to all people. After seven cycles of 7 years, a general year of great rejoicing was set aside. All debts would be canceled, slaves would be freed, the land would rest, and families would reunite. As explained in the book of Leviticus, Jubilee would be a chance to both see and practice working the mercies of God. The people's minds were to turn away from their normal pursuits of farming and making a living to devote themselves more fully to serving God and serving their fellow men. The Lord implements His laws for the sake of His children, many of which have the same purpose as that ancient Jubilee. Commandments from God are meant to remind us to turn outward, both to Him and to people we can serve. Fasting especially is an instrument of this purpose. In Isaiah 58, God refutes the idea that the fast is meant for suffering and sorrow, instead pointing to the blessings it brings through service and through our greater connection to Him. "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am." Fasting has long been a part of God's commandments to His children, but its purpose is sometimes misunderstood. From the ancient days to us in the present time, it's pretty easy to see the fast as a burden, something that interrupts our daily routine and even causes discomfort. Normally, any kind of lack of food is the first step towards starvation, something we all naturally wish to avoid. But an intentional fast is far more than being hungry for a few hours, instead drawing the minds of all who participate outside of themselves. When we fast, we consciously choose to ignore our immediate needs in favor of more spiritual, long-term needs. Those spiritual senses become more attuned as we lean away from our natural impulses. God designed the fast to lift the spirits of all of us who participate, giving us greater spiritual strength in exchange for this obedience and devotion we show. Even in physical discomfort, we're reminded that we have the power to lift the burdens of those around us and give relief. We go without for a time, reminded that we have a duty to ensure our fellow men don't have to go without. The Lord's Church collects offerings just for these purposes, asking even modern-day disciples to give to those in need. The Spirit can best communicate to a heart that's not focused inward. The fast is specifically designed to get us to focus on God's purposes, giving us greater spiritual capacity to do so. He's teaching us to do exactly what He does, care for His children. There is no greater purpose than the purposes of God, a purpose He shares with us and helps us learn about Him. And that's the Good Word.